Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. I'm heading off to Cabo in the morning, and I am so ready to get back to traveling. And that reminds me, where are you guys going to take your two-week vacation this summer? And do not tell me that you're one of those contractors that says, I can't take 2 weeks off from my business. It would just fall apart without me. Well, that is no way to run a business. With every one of the contractors that I work with in my one-on-one coaching program, that's one of the first questions that I ask them. Where are you going to take that 2, 3, even 4 week vacation? Where would you like to go? And we're going to set that as a goal looking forward. That's going to be a destination that we're going to go to. We're going to hit that target. We know where we're going. We know that destination. So that way we can come back, reverse engineer a program, a roadmap to get us there, because there are certain steps where you build up a business that does not rely on you all the time. You don't have to wear all the hats. On and on, you're killing yourself. So if you want to get started on that, go to my website at theroofershow.com. There's a download, free download. You can pick that up, and that will get you started on that path to that two-week vacation, because you're working hard all year. You're running a business. You deserve to take your family, take some time off where you can go away. You don't have to worry about your business because you know it's going to be running without you. And one of the reasons so many contractors are just never going to get there is because they're constantly putting out fires all day long, things that screw up, things that are falling through the cracks, whether it's a lead that you're supposed to be running, or whether it's profits on the job, whether it's completing that job, they're falling through the cracks. And today's interview is with Ben Hodson, founder and CEO of Job Nimbus CRM. And we're going to talk about how to avoid having things falling through the cracks. And we do that with a process. And we're going to get into the process of running a profitable business, an organized business where you have control, you have the confidence to know that today and in the future, you have got a solid, profitable business because you've hired the A players. You've trained them well so they know their job. They're taking responsibility and are being held accountable for doing that job. That's how you're going to get out of that day to day. So go check out that download at theroofershow.com. Check it out. It'll help you get there. But every show, I'm constantly talking about process, and we're going to get into that today with Ben. So what do we mean by process, and why do we keep pounding on this? Well, the definition of a process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. And that's what it is. Whether it's our lead funnel, bringing in the leads, taking them step by step by step to the sale, that's a process. It really comes down to just being a checklist. This is how we do it. Every time. It's repeatable. Now, when I get on that plane tomorrow to Cabo, margarita in my hand, that pilot is going through a checklist. He's going through his process. And he's done this 1,000 times. So why does he need to go down the checklist? You would think he knows how to do this. Well, he doesn't want things falling through the cracks, and neither do I. You know, you go down the list, check, 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 before you go, and you're all set. That's why there's so few screw-ups on a plane, because they have a process, a procedure, and that's what it is, and that's how we want to run our business. And let me give you an example, a real-world example of what process can do for your business. And I'm going to use a couple of guys that I work with. This is two different businesses. These guys are killing it. I mean, they're awesome businesses. I love working with them. I mean, it's a real pleasure because they're both really sharp. And they get it. They're running very high margins. They're very profitable companies. And this is a great example of you don't have to be the biggest guy in town or want to be the biggest guy in town. Both of these contractors do about $1.5 million in sales, annual sales. And that's okay. And they have decided that this is kind of where they want to be right now. Both of them are young guys. They both have, you know, coincidentally, pretty similar stories. Both have really young kids, want to spend time with their kids. They've got their priorities straight. They're looking forward, but at the same time, having that balance, they get it. And they've built businesses that will make this happen. I always talk about what a great industry this is, and you can make it anything you want, man. It's a blank canvas. What is it that you want your business to do for you? And that's why we always start at the end, our destination, what success means to each of us, not what other people think or what you should be doing, what's important to you. And then, only then, can we go back to the beginning, reverse engineer a plan, a roadmap that will take us there. And it's step by step by step. So let's get into what these guys are doing right. Well, the first thing is they hired me as a coach. They made that first initial free call that you guys can do too. See if it's right for you, but it was right for these guys. And I think I can, well, I know I can really help them to get where it is that they want to go. And that's by taking a holistic approach to looking at their business, the whole business, not just, you know, hey, I just need more leads and everything will be fine. That's not right. We've got to keep things in balance. They've got to sell work, do work, and keep score. But instead of taking these businesses to the next level, what the hell does that mean, the next level? Everybody talks about that. I talk about it. Businesses, roofing businesses, do not go in a linear, straight line of growth. It tends to be stair-stepped. So when we talk about the next level, we've got to make that next jump. So let's say we're doing $1 million, $1.5 million here. You know, you start getting stretched thin. The next level would be, let's say, that $2.5 million level. Well, to do that, you're going to have an additional salesperson, let's say. Okay, well, then you've got to balance that off. You're going to sell more work. So that means we're going to have another crew or two. We're going to have new equipment. We're going to maybe be able to cash flow this. We're going to have a little higher risk. And it's going to be a little different. So is this the strategy that you want to take? Because now with a new salesman, well, chances are they're not going to work out statistically. And you're going to have to go through a few of these guys. You're going to have to spend the time training them. And this is something that you can't underestimate, because you're going to train them. You're going to spend the time with them. They're not going to be productive for quite a while. And this is a time suck that's going to keep you from selling. And you're not going to, your sales are going to start to go down. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to have less time. You know, so making that jump is difficult. And this is why so many contractors, you know, get stuck at these levels without any growth. What I like to do, or what I want to do, and particularly with these contractors, or with really any contractors of this size, first thing is, you know, are you making money at doing $1 million? Well, not really. Well, if you're not making money at $1 million, you're sure as hell not going to make it at 2.5, because it just doesn't work that way. So how do we improve the margins with these businesses? Businesses this size, how do we get them where they're making extraordinary profits? You don't have to do more volume. If we can get our margin up, you know, if we can do the same amount of work and make more money, isn't that what it's about? I'd much rather do that. And these two companies are great examples of doing that. So we look at each of these. How do we improve our efficiencies? Make sure our jobs are profitable. There's no slippage on the jobs. We're not leaking profits through the cracks, as we talk about. In every way, we're looking at a process, whether it's the sales process, whether it's the production process, or whether it's our scorekeeping process, our accounting process, where we're looking at job costing, we're getting all these reports, we're able to stay on top of it, we're getting our bills out, we're collecting our cash. We're actually working less, making more money, and having more free time. And that is what it's all about. So the first step in their process is that they make it really easy to get hold of them. There's three ways that you can do that. One, you can fill out their form on their website. Two, they use Ruby receptionists, which is awesome. They love them. I love them. I think these guys are great, and they're one of the sponsors of our show. But what they do is, if anybody that calls into their business, Ruby answers the phone, and they've got a set of questions that they ask to pre-qualify these prospects. Because as we know, pre-qualification is so important that we're not wasting time dealing with tire kickers. We're going out to the wrong type of people, the people that aren't going to buy our services, can't afford our services, whatever it is. So we've got to pre-qualify. He says Ruby does a great job of doing this, okay? And they've got it down. So I recommend everybody check them out. As I say, they're a sponsor of the show. You can go to callruby.com/roofershow. This is a great way to use them for pre-qualifying. People want repairs. Well, this guy doesn't do repairs, which is interesting. All he does is re-roofs, period. And he makes that clear. He's not going to go out and spend time on these, you know, small repairs. So that's his strategy. The third way, which I love, which is the same thing that I use, he uses Acuity Scheduler, the same one I use. You click to make an appointment, and it gives you the available times. And when somebody clicks on a time, books an appointment, he's got a virtual assistant that calls these people and asks those same questions, okay? Same with the people that fill out the form. And using a remote assistant is great because you don't usually need them full time. They're available, you know, hourly. I've got one, really helps me do a lot of my paperwork, keep me organized. So this is a real help for me. And I recommend every contractor check them out. And now he's got a pre-qualified lead of somebody that's truly interested in the services that they have. And that goes into the Acuity Scheduler. And once you put that person in there, they're going to get a reminder. You can set it for whatever, but let's say 24 hours before. And maybe, again, they get a reminder an hour before. But you can also enclose information that is going to give them maybe the history of the company, maybe some similar job types that they can look at to prepare themselves. This is how the appointment will go. I think that's a great way to do it because all of these things, also, you're going to make sure they're going to show up for the appointment. How many of those do you waste time on? But you're going to be able to give them information. You're going to show up on time. You're going to look professional. You are separating yourself from the pack. You're showing them why you're different and why you're better. And you're truly a professional and worth a higher price. Before he goes to each job, he's already got an eagle view in the place, so he already knows the measurements. He doesn't need to go out and measure anything, but he goes out there. And what's great, and I think this is something that everybody should consider, he uses a drone. He doesn't get on any roofs. He just uses the drone and company cam to take photographs and to kind of go around the roof. And what I suggested to him, and I think this is a great thing, is that you can have this set up before, but I'm going to come here. We use a drone as part of our process, and I would like to take you on your roof. And you can have the customer there. You're flying the drone around. You're looking at all these different things, that problems and how you're going to fix them. But hey, that's a great little tool, right? And you can expand that because, hey, you want to get some free experience. exposure. Most all of these smaller local television stations, they're always looking for stories. I think this makes a great story. This is how the roofing business has changed. This is where you, by technology, on and on and on. I mean, newspaper, you know, all of this free advertising would be available because this is a great story. Now he's got everything he needs, and he goes back and he uses SumoQuote, where he's using all the technology that we talk about on this podcast, and have interviewed all these guys. Yeah, this is such a time saver, and it looks so much more professional. So he sends out the SumoQuote with all the information. Now this is how he does it, and he's very successful. He just emails this. And rather than following up, he's got a series of drip emails that go out every few days or however they're set up, but it's automatic. So this is his way of following up, which works for him. It's great. And you're able to do the follow-up, make sure that you're still staying in touch with these people. It will be a different email, however you want to have that set up. But that is great, and that's what helps get his close rate. And also, he's got more time to get in front of other customers. Our interview with today, once I cut this short and stop gabbing, but anyway, this is all really important. This is how a process works, and using a good CRM, using the technology that's available, he can also save a ton of time, improve his close, and just step by step by step, and the guy's killing it. So that is one great sales process. You know, he'll finish the job, ask for the reviews. He's got a system for that. Guy's got 200 and something review, 5-star reviews. It's awesome. Talk about, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks later, you send out the thank you box of brownies or whatever it is. And now they're in your CRM, whether it's a newsletter or some kind of touch point, you're going to send something. So you stay in touch with all of your old customers, because they are going to be your best source of referrals, your best source of additional business. It is a no-brainer. So this is the way to do it. You can do it $1.5 million a year, just very low overhead. You know, virtual assistants. He's got a great bookkeeper that's outsourced that he uses. And it's... And like I say, they're making great money. He's got the time that he needs to spend with his family. It is all good. And usually the alternative to this is everybody wants to grow their business. They want to go to that next level. So here you've got that stair step. So now we're going to get an additional salesperson. You know, we don't know how that's going to work out. You know, we're going to need to find another crew to do that additional work. That ain't easy. On and on and on. So that's why I like, you know, this is the easy way to do it, is work on the margins, get your business profitable, put these systems in place and the processes, and now when it's time, you're ready to jump up and make that next step. And it's not that difficult to do, where you're really profitable at 1 million, 1 million 5. And you can probably step up easily and continue that process when you're ready to make that next step. So I'm hoping you got a lot of benefit out of that. It did take a little bit of time, but it's a great system. But let's get into our interview with Ben Hodson of Job Nimbus CRM. And let's continue this conversation on how to keep things from falling into through the cracks. Keep things simple. Use the best of your time. And keep your business organized and profitable. Let's get into it with Ben. Ben, thanks for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
I'm really glad to be here, Dave.
You know, the last time we had Job Nimbus on was with Jake Dempsey. And yeah. I'm looking back, and this goes back to October of 2018, wow. And episode number 80. So I think we're on like 250 now. So there's probably been a few changes with Job Nimbus. Yeah. And I love the program. I've used it for a long time. I have a lot of my contractors that work with it. So I think it's time for an update. Let's see what's going on. You know, some of the things that Job Nimbus is doing now and some of the, I know the training that you've got is awesome. But before we get into all that, give us a little background about yourself, how you got into the roofing business, how you got into the tech end of this, and what's going on.
Yeah, it's interesting. I grew up in the Seattle area and a longtime entrepreneur. In fact, Job Nimbus is the 10th company that I've started in my career. It's kind of crazy.
Wow.
So, and I've had some really big successes and some other ones that weren't a success at all. And I learned a lot more from the failures, frankly. With Job Nimbus, though, when I came into this company, I was one of the co-founders with two of my partners, Nick and Jason. And actually, Jake was around early stage with us as well, Jake Dempsey. I didn't know anything about roofing or construction in general. I've never really worked on a construction crew. I'm a tech guy. All my companies I've started are software. At the time, I thought that was a drawback. Now I actually see that as a huge strength for our company. Right. We're software guys making software instead of we're a contractor who's trying to make software too. It's totally different mindset, right? And we met up with a guy down in Colorado named Dave Hickey. I don't know if you've ever run across him. He claims adjuster. I think he's in Florida now. He introduced us to some roofers, which was the first time I'd ever really talked to anybody in roofing. And we were having actually a lunch and somebody said, the software in this industry really sucks. This was like 2012 or something like that.
Right, right.
And boy, it did suck. They showed me, one, nothing worked on a mobile app. Two, you had to run your own server at an office typically, and nothing was in the cloud at the time, right? And it was a fortune, and it didn't really do a lot of things, frankly. And at first I was going, I don't know. But as I got to know these guys a little bit, we said, you know, we could probably make a version of some software here that would really make an impact. So we coded something up and I think we spent like a month on a little prototype that just did a few things, let you track your customers and track notes, but it was all mobile based, it was super simple. And we gave it to these guys. We actually had about 10 contractors at that point that were friends of ours that were, and they just use it and they would give us feedback. And every week we'd get on a call with them and go over like where we were at, what we needed to add. And we spent the next year just adding features and improving that. And by the end of the year, people are going, actually, I would totally pay for this. This is awesome. and so we ended up launching the company officially in 2013 and went to market as Job Nimbus. The name Job Nimbus comes from, at the time, cloud was like a new thing. We're thinking like, well, we're kind of taking people's jobs that they have on paper and we're putting them in the cloud. So wouldn't it be cool if we named a cloud? So Nimbus Clouds, Job Nimbus, Job
Cloud. There you go. Clever.
and also it was a domain that was available, Dave.
Yeah,
that's there really you go. Hard to find. You know?
I'll try it now.
Domain, you can spell it. You know, it's like, okay, it's sold. This one's right. Good. we took what was, I think, a very complex and not non-customizable system that was in the market at the time. It was Maxcon now, Naculence, and a few others. And then tried to go the opposite direction, much more software-based, simple, easy to use, and much more customizable from the beginning. And then we went all in on the strategy of integrating. We saw all these people doing different things. There was CompanyCam and there was SumoQuote and EagleView. And we're saying, why isn't this stuff hooked into one system? So we said, well, why don't we do that? And we started integrating. So we're really the first one to have integrations. Now we have over 40, I think, and or almost 40. And I think the best by far experience in terms of integrations in the market.
Yeah, I agree. I've been following the company for a long time. I know that I've been to a number of your summits and so forth. And what I really like about Job Nimbus is that you really listen to the contractor. And as far as solving problems, because I saw this firsthand, which goes back to the integrations. I love that, that it works with so many other programs. When you talk about technology. I mean, this is just, it's just crazy what's going on now.
Yeah, it's nuts.
You know,
yeah.
and, and the help that we have out there to run our businesses efficiently. I mean, it's amazing. I just had Ryan from Summa Quote on just a couple of weeks ago.
He's awesome.
Yeah. And there's a great product that makes things so easy, sets up our process automatically with, this is the way that we're going to do it each and every time. And it's repeatable. But I want to drop back to some of my experience, which is, this show is really based on being a contractor for 30 years. A lot of the screw ups that I've made a lot along the way, because, you know, the smart guy doesn't learn from his experience. The smart guy learns from the experience of others. And that's what I try to provide on this show. This is what happened. Don't do this. There's easier ways to go. But this is going way back when you're talking about how screwed up technology was and so forth. I think one of my first CRM programs was Goldmine. I don't know if you ever remember that program.
Oh, yeah. Let's go way back, Dave.
So I'm using this abacus here to do my estimates. But but it was so complicated to use. So we would have to have a consultant, of course, come in to train us to design this thing. And we probably spent $100,000 on it.
Wow.
Never did work. You know, when you're considering the complicated, you know, breaking down all the time, the training that goes into it, you tell me, but I think the number one problem with a CRM or any of these programs is getting your team to use it. Any program that you get is worthless if nobody's going to use it, if we're not putting in the information that we need to get out what we need in the way of reports and KPIs. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, the whole purpose is to look at the output, right? So you got to think like, great, I got to get software in place, maybe. Well, what am I trying to do with that? And then you're looking, well, let me look way downstream here and saying, okay, I'm actually just trying to get business metrics. I'm trying to get information. I'm trying to make sure, you know, actually it's an interesting thing. We've had several customers just recently call in and say, oh my gosh, I love this because I just got sued because this homeowner said I did this and this and this, but I had it all documented in JobNimbus and I had all my photos and all my notes. And my lawyer looked at it and said, oh, you're going to be fine. And I was like, yes, that's the type of output I'm talking about, you know?
Right.
So like the reports and KPIs, key performance indicators, that's what you're really trying to know. Like, what is my job profit? How much money am I making? Where's money stuck in my process right now? And how do I get that money out to become real cash? And that's really what JobNimbus is doing, or any CRM, frankly, that's a good CRM should be showing you those types of pieces of information.
Because I think any CRM will do the basics. And I get calls a lot, you know, what do you think is the best CRM? And what about this and this and this? I just say it's the one you're going to use, period.
Yeah, you know? There's an adoption issue there too.
Mm-hmm, yep. Exactly. And that's the problem, I think, that I know that's the problem that I had with my sales guys and so forth. It was like pulling teeth, which is too bad because, you know, and which is why you really have to show them the value of that output, that it's going to make everybody's job easier, but it can be a tough mindset.
Yeah. The way that we've always approached it is to say, well, what's in it for them?
Like, right.
I mean, sales guy told by the owner, you're using this app. It never works. It rarely works, or their heart's not in it, right? Or they don't do it fully. You've got to go from the standpoint of like, why would I want to use this as a sales rep? Well, do you want to know where your commission is right away? Do you want to make sure you close more deals? Do you want to look super professional to your homeowners so that they actually want to work with you and you get those leads, right? Oh, yes, I want all those things. I need those things. Great. That's what's in it for you. Use our app. You look super pro. It tells you your commission. You know exactly what's going on. It reminds you who you need to follow up on. It is like your personal assistant on your phone. Got it. Yeah, sure. Then I'll use it. Now they spend the time to learn it. And the other thing is, it's got to be super easy. It's just got to be brain dead simple. And so we focus a lot on ease of use and simplicity.
And you guys do a great job with that because it is a simple to use program. It's got to be, otherwise you're just not going to get the contractors to use it. And that's a real problem. So let's jump into this. I'm a contractor. What's in it for me? Why should I care about this? I'm not technologically minded. What's this going to do for me? So maybe we can just kind of go through some of the basic steps on how this is going to help us run a more, not only a more profitable business, but a more organized business, so we can really have a strong foundation to take off and have some growth.
Yeah. So for the guys that are just getting started or just a few years into it, what I see all the time, it kind of goes more to a fundamental thing about businesses in general. You can do a lot of things wrong and still get to $1 million in revenue as a roofer, a contractor, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then the wheels start coming off. And you ask yourself why. It's because once you get to that scale, there's more complexity. And you have more moving parts. And if you don't have process and people, it won't scale. And you actually, what we'll see a lot of times is a little flatline as a business. We did $1 million last year. We only did 980 this year. Or they'll start going backwards. Like, oh, man, we are at 60 now. And then and it's super depressing for the owners because they want to be going big usually, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get to the bigger companies, a lot of times they'll just solve that with lots more people and lots more Excel right. spreadsheets. And you can get to, let's say, 20 million or something like that. And then it's really bad. Like everything's going wrong. Tons of customers having bad experiences. And you'll hear this term all the time from customers. They'll say, a lot of jobs are slipping through the cracks. Right, they'll say all the time. And what they mean is like, I'm letting down my homeowner or my commercial property management company. They're upset with me. We bought a bunch of leads and nobody followed up on them because they're on some post-it note or somewhere, right? We forgot about a job that was stuck and nobody followed up and it's been 2 weeks and this person's super upset now, right? That's what it means by job slipping through the cracks. And that's what job Nimbus solves. Like that is absolutely what you're trying to do is scale your business. You're trying to grow process in place and get people going in the right direction. Get everybody on the boat with a paddle, paddling in the right direction on the mm-hmm. boat. So what does that mean quantified? We actually went and did the largest survey, I think, in this entire industry has ever been done about a year and a half ago. And we asked customers what we were doing for them. We looked at a lot of metrics that we already had for information. And here's some of the numbers that came out that blew my mind. First of all, the average customer with JobNimbus in the first year will grow 43% in revenue. That is massive. So if you're at 1 million now, you're going to be at 1.43 million by the end of the year just by implementing JobNimbus. Mm-hmm. Now, we had a lot of people that grew way faster than that, even double, triple the size. The second one that blew my mind was in addition to making you more money, and we can talk about the whys in a second, but in addition to making more money, we also save you money. And that was what we found is that we save an average of 8 hours per week per employee. But all the automations and things that JobNimbus is doing and all the efficiencies that you're getting with that. So in general, CRM will give you some of this benefit. JobNimbus, I think, takes it to a whole nother level. And so what does that mean? Well, it means that's honestly like $25,000 a year for the average contractor that we're saving in hours of time. It's like that's a whole nother employee you don't need to hire. And of course, our pricing is way lower than what we're making you or selling you. So it's an easy value proposition on that right. too.
Talk about slipping through the cracks. That's exactly what it is. Now, I go back to my ancient experience, of course, but we used to distribute our leads on these little slips of paper and it'd have a carbon copy. Not that anybody knows what a carbon copy is anymore. You'd get this little stack of these little leads and you'd put them in your truck. And sure enough, they'd fall down between the seats. And you're like going,
yep.
You know, Mrs. Yeah. Jones, I don't have anything from you.
Literally so slipping through the cracks. I love right. it.
So that's where that term starts.
I love that.
And then the efficiencies. Now, I work with a lot of smaller contractors. What I try to get them to do is to avoid having to hire these people and say, you know, you've got to get your efficiencies down. We've got to build this foundation. And if we don't get that dialed in, you're not going to be able to grow. Not that it's all about growth and scale, because they got a little problem with that.
What you tell me about your problem there? I'm curious.
you're doing $1 million. And the first question I ask, are you making any money at $1 million? Well, not really. You know,
okay. Exactly.
But if I did $3 million, I would be. No, you're just going to lose money faster. This is not a volume sensitive business. We're not selling carpets here. You know, this is a margin sensitive business. Until you get that margin down where you're very profitable $1 million and you've got your processes dialed in, you're going to have a very difficult time growing. But if I can do less work, make more money, that's what it's all about for me. I'm not worried about being the biggest guy in town. We had a couple of big growth years, and we made less money. And the reason is because we were just not in control. Things started getting stretched, getting thin. So we didn't really have the people. So that means we're throwing in some B players. You know, there's more cash involved. There's more risk. There's more things that can go wrong. So I don't know. For me, it's all about the margin. It's not about the growth. I think this industry focuses too much on high growth and scalability, where, you know, it's just not for everybody. For me, I want to be in control. I want to be relaxed, and I want to make a lot of money. I want to be profitable. And that's what I look at. It's the margin. If you can continue to do that, one way that we did it was increase our service department. That's great margin. Make sure we're doing the right type of work, that we can go out and get our prices. Make sure that we're running the jobs efficiently. We're just not throwing people out there. So that's just me. But you can make money at any size business. I know small businesses that are making a ton of money for the owner. And I know large businesses that are losing their ass. And they're killing themselves working 80 hours a week and putting all this risk out here. You know, just be clear on what your destination is, where you're going, where you want to go, and more importantly, the why. Why are you doing this? And what does success mean to you? Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Anyway, I'm getting way out there. Let's bring this back in and talk more about how Job Nimbus can help our contractors. A smaller guy using the technology can really keep things organized. It's more, you know, they always talk about, I'm wearing all the hats. I'm putting out fires all the time.
Yeah.
And what this can do for you, and you're talking about efficiencies, I call it just screwing up less, you know, is that you make fewer mistakes. You have fewer issues with customers. The big thing is setting up your sales process. What does that mean? Well, it's basically a checklist. You know, that's all a process is this is the way that we do it each and every time. And that's what Job Nimbus really does.
Yeah.
Where, you know, from the time that the call comes in, here's the next step, moving that through our pipeline until we make the sale. We make the sale, then we send them the box of cookies 30 days later, let's say. Then we've got them on our mailing list for a drip or a newsletter that's going out, and we're going to create referrals from that. We're getting our reviews. We're getting all of these steps done, and we don't have to think about it all the time. It's just automatic. So, Ben, is this something that you're seeing with your contractors?
Yes. You know, what we're seeing is that people are getting a handle on their process with Job Nimbus. I think about business. I like to think about the fundamentals of business because I've made so many businesses. And so, like, well, what does it really mean to be a business? And there's kind of two things. There's people and there's processes, right? And so then really your challenge as a business owner is like, how do I get the right people in the right seats? And that's like a hiring challenge and a training challenge and, you know, process. Challenge in terms of teaching them what they're supposed to do and their job expectations and that sort of thing. And then the process side is like, what do we do? What's our special sauce as a company? What are we doing that sets us apart? Why do you buy from us instead of somebody else? That's your process, you know? And so in Job Nimbus, you can actually define out every stage and be completely customized as much as you want. We'll make some recommendations. We've seen what great companies do. But everybody kind of tweaks it and makes it their own. And our team will actually help you do all that setup. And then you're actually walking the job through, and there's just this simple drag and drop visual process to move a job through. and you know exactly where it's at, what's going wrong. And what's interesting is the smaller companies are just struggling with process. The bigger you get, the more you struggle with metrics and data. You're trying to make decisions, but you don't know stuff, especially if you're running in paper or Excel. People are doing different things. You need a system that you can run a report and say, this is what's happening. This is reality for us right now. And here's our problem. And here's how we solve it. And you just can't get that if you're running on paper. Even if you have a great process, you've got to have a system that gets you analytics and data out of it.
Right, right. In my coaching, what I talk about constantly is business is really just a three-legged stool. You've got to sell work, you've got to do work, and you've got to keep score. And you have to keep all of these legs in balance. And what tends to happen is one of these legs gets weak, you know, stool falls over, company has all kinds of problems. So now in the sales, I think we talked about how this is going to help us, obviously, in the sale. Lead comes in. We're going to set up the appointment step by step.
It automates it, makes you look pro. Yeah,
exactly. It is going to improve your sales. I mean, that's, I think, the bottom line. If you have control over that sales pipeline and you're taking the next steps, which, you know, we talked about earlier, yeah, particularly follow up, it's right there. And I think from a sales managing standpoint, you can see where everybody is on each of these sales points where, hey, what's going on with this? You know, when's the last time you talked to him? I can see that it's been 30 yeah. days and we're trying to push this job through. But let's talk about how does this now, we've sold the job. How does this help us with the production, with that second leg?
Yeah.
We're doing the handoff. This is where a lot of screw-ups occur.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the first thing is you see a lot of times salespeople are trying to get their commission, and usually the rules are that they have to get it in production first, or they have to get the job completed to get their commission or whatever. And so they're always trying to push things in to production before they're ready, so mm-hmm. to speak. Like, you've got to make sure there's a checklist of, did they do all their photos? Did they actually put on the signed contract here? You know, and everybody has sort of a different checklist of what they're looking for there. You can enforce that in Job Nimbus. You can actually make it so sales guys can't put it in production. You can have a manager actually check the job and then they move it. That solves a lot of that issue, frankly. Then once it's in production, we've got tools to help you order your materials. You can put together a material list. You can put together your permits that you need to pull and store those. You've got a place to assign out crews, whether that be subs or crews that you're running yourself, and be able to keep track of different trades through work orders and know exactly what status, like, okay, on a roofing job, the roof's done, but we're still working on the gutters right now or whatever. And you can coordinate all that stuff from one interface. And then the cool thing is the sales guys can log in and see what's going on. You can even share it with the customer. Right. So like the homeowner can see exactly where their job's at with what you want to show them through our customer portal feature. Mm.
One of the things that I'd mentioned that I like about Job Nimbus is the integration with other platforms, other apps and so forth.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, because let's say we've got Eagle View. We can do our takeoffs from that. We've got our vendors where we can order materials. We've certainly got Company Cam, which, who doesn't like that? You know, you've got everything put together. Yep. Sumo Quote. Tell me a little about that. What's going on, and maybe some newer relationships that you might have.
Yeah. So let's see here. I mean, you just named some of our favorite partners. We love those guys. I'm really proud. We try to partner with best-in-class software in the mm-hmm. industry. And we want our brand to be associated with other brands that we think are amazing. And we look at it and say, like, to do your contracting right, usually when you start out, you want to keep it simple. Less systems, the better. So a lot of people are coming to us to just kind of use one system and keep separate. They may have just Company Camera. They may have just Sumo Quote or something else that they're plugging in. They just need a little bit of customization because they're like a 1-3-person shop or something, right? As you scale out, you find that you need more specific problem solved. And so although Job Nimbus has an estimating tool built in, you may say, I need Sumo Quote because it does this and this and this more. You know, the interesting thing about Job Nimbus, we are a platform. So everybody plugs into us. We kind of do a little bit of everything. But we don't focus down on any one thing like our partners do. So as you grow bigger, right, you'll want to use more integration. So we see some of our bigger customers using 5, 6, 7 integrations to solve very specific business problems. And I love that. That's what I think JobNimbus is really giving everybody is choice. I love that we're giving them that choice. Like, right, run your business the way you want to. We'll give you guidance. And, but we need a way to hook in Exactware. Great. JobNimbus does that. So that was actually our biggest announcement last week at the Win the Storm show in, where were we at? New Orleans. And we announced that we have now partnered with Exactware. We have Exact and an integration in JobNimbus. This is great for anybody doing insurance work. Just automatically import in those Exactimates with one click. It's super cool. And we'll be doing a lot more with them. We're actually the only ones that have that. It's super special. Super excited about that. We've also got Sunlight Finance, who's coming online here very soon. And that'll allow you to actually do financing with your roof. So one thing I've noticed that's actually getting concerning, especially on the insurance side of roofing, is insurance companies are starting to charge crazy high deductibles. I saw some in Florida that were like half the cost of the roof. And I think that trend's only going to continue. And so you're going to get to the point where you're out wanting to sell a roof and somebody's going to say, I don't have 15 grand to spend on this roof right now, but my roof is leaking. And you'll be able to say, great, we can get you into this roof for $125 a month. Mm-hmm. And it's like done. And you're going to get paid faster and the customer's going to have a better experience and you're going to get more deals closed. So financing's coming and JobNimbus very soon too. That's just a couple of the ones that we've got coming to mind.
Love it. Okay. So we've sold the job. We're doing the job. As a business owner or manager, I want to be able to run my business. I want to be able to. So what I care about is the reporting, following the KPIs. What am I looking for? What's some of the things that your contractors are doing? How does JobNimbus help me manage my business by the numbers?
Yeah. There's two main ones that seem like everybody struggles with right out of the gate. The first one is I don't want to paint with too broad a stroke, but it's very rare to meet somebody that really understands sales funnels and is working the funnel. Mm-hmm. And the funnel is right. The key to sales success. And exactly. What I mean by that is a funnel in sales methodology is that you have leads coming at the top. That's the biggest part of the funnel. And then it gets smaller as you go and say, well, how many of those leads booked an appointment with us? And then how many of those kept their appointment and actually showed up for it? And then how many of those did we get a contract put together with? And then how many of those actually signed a contract and paid? And each one of those is a smaller group of people. That's why it's a funnel. It gets smaller and smaller. And you're trying to make the funnel at the bottom be as big as possible. So as many things as possible fall all the way through the funnel without falling out along the way. Mm-hmm. JobNimbus has specific reports and metrics that tell you the percentage change rates at every level of the funnel. And so it's great. You look at sales rep lists and you say, I got 5 reps. And well, here's all 5 of your reps right now for this week or this month or whatever. And here's who's weak on, this person's really weak on getting deals closed. This one's super weak. Their pipeline sucks. They have almost no leads right now. So they're going to, even though they're really good at closing, they got nobody. I got to feed them more leads. So we need to buy some more leads or I got to get some more from somewhere else and have them go chase. It tells you basically, it gives you the information to be able to solve your funnel problems, which then causes your business to grow at a rapid rate. Now that's the revenue side of things. The other side that I notice a lot just out of the gate, people have trouble with cash. You're always stretched. You owe Beacon this much money. From this job, you owe this much money to this person. You got to pay these crews that helped out with this. Something went wrong in the job and there's over costs. And then, my sales rep wanted a draw. So I gave him a draw on the job. And suddenly you go, we're a $1 million company. And like you were saying, Dave, but we have nothing in the bank. We're almost out of business right now. And there's always like on the edge of oblivion, it feels like for a lot of the smaller companies. And so we have AR reports, accounts receivable. Here's how much money is stuck that you guys need to collect but haven't. And it lets you automate reminders to people and you see lists so you can go call people. You just got to get the cash in, right? And it also tells you where cash is stuck. You got a bunch of cash stuck on the production phase here. And man, there's like 800,000. If we could get that all the way through the pipe, we'd have enough money to spend to pay for these bills and everything. So it's always a cash management problem, getting a lot of revenue at the start and the cash management. Now later you get into profit and other things, but, and we can do that too, but that's two out of the gate that I think of that are really cool, really helpful. Mm-hmm.
I agree. And this is exactly what you're talking about through the pipeline. We can see what's going wrong. You know, well, okay, we don't have the, you know, we don't have the leads coming in. We don't have enough leads to filter through to get into that pipeline, or we're not pre-qualifying them well, or we're not, our close rate's bad. What's going on? Well, maybe we need some sales training. Maybe these guys aren't following up, whatever it is. We can tell that and go back to the beginning where we always start, you know, is how many leads do we need to hit our targets and how many sales? It's going to improve our close rate. This is the solution to so many smaller contractors. You know, they're running around. They don't have the time to spend with prospects to be able to close these things. So they're just shooting things out and, you know, emails and so forth. Well, you're not going to close those.
Yeah.
Right. Filter these through where you're spending your time with qualified prospects that are prepared to buy your services. And then you've got the time. You're not out there just spray and pray. You can spend the time with the people that are important, that are going to buy. You're not putting out fires all the time because you're getting calls from people. Where are you? Yeah. You know, and so forth. You can cut down the number of proposals that you make. You can improve your close rate. And so it's basically, you know, which is what it's all about. Work less, make more money. Making the transition, I want to talk about that because I have a lot of contractors that may be using another type of CRM. They may not be happy with it. So do we want to make the commitment and going down this road on this other CRM? Or is it time, let's make the change. Let's change over to a product that, you know, to a CRM that I know is going to be there for us, that's going to integrate. How do we make that transition? And then let's talk about some of the training that we can expect to get.
You got to go back to our company mission. Actually, our mission statement is so simple and easy. It's three words: make contractors heroes. And we define it as making them more professional, more predictable, and more profitable. And if we can do that for you with our software and our services and what we, then we think we've made you the hero of your own story. And I think about 50% right now of, let's say, roofers in America are still using pen and paper or Excel to manage their business.
That's amazing, isn't it?
But we're on a major demographic curve right now, and people are starting to see that they can't compete without good software tools. And so they're saying, well, I got to have something that's easy, that my guys like to use, that they want to use fast. They can get up to speed quickly on it, and that gets me the information I need out of it. So that's what we really focus on. We're super customer driven over here. And the other thing I noticed, by the way, this kind of goes back to the founding story of Job Nimbus. But when we first came in, we realized that everybody was asking contractors to be systems integrators. They're not super technical a lot of times, and yet they're being asked to try to glue together a bunch of different software solutions and make something that works. It's a nightmare, right? So we said, well, why isn't Job Nimbus their systems integrator? Why aren't we their IT company? You know, let's do that. So when you sign up, you actually get assigned to you an account manager. We call those people growth advisors here because they're all about trying to help you grow your business. And that means grow your profit too. Right. And so, in fact, that's their two main things they focus on: grow revenue and grow profit, because that basically covers everything. And they do their software coach. So they're going through and they're setting up Job Nimbus. They're hooking it. Oh, you want to use Company Cam? Cool. Let's turn that on. And here's how you guys use that. Oh, cool. It's very seamless. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now you guys, let's get your process dialed in. Oh, we recommend, actually, I don't know why you're doing this, Bob, here. We see other companies do it this way. Oh, interesting. Cool. So we're just leveling up the business in terms of the process and the people that are using it. And then we have a training team that'll actually train you on how to use the software. As well as every year you have a new annual training that happens because you have so many staff that turn over. We've added so many features because we're always adding new things. You got to learn the newest stuff. We dial in your processes again. So you have a point of contact. They're basically your IT person to manage your whole integration. And you don't even necessarily need to go to somebody like SumoQuote. you become a customer with them and we'll hook it up and we'll get it all set up for you and make them work really nicely together.
That's great. That's where so many contractors struggle to buy these things off the shelf. I mean, that's the problem with all these software programs, you know. It sounds great. You do all these things and they're going to buy it and then make it happen. And what I'm about is put the time in up front and you're going to save 10 times the amount of time on the back end. And whether it's, you know, we talk about, you know, our legal documents and so forth, just getting things set up correctly the first time, because this is where all the fires come in and where everybody's so screwed up is they don't do that work. They don't take the time to do the training, because once you get that up, what you're going to get is a problem that a lot of contractors are, struggle with. And that's having feeling in control of their business and having the confidence to run their business.
Yes.
And by having these, just putting in the training, getting that, aha, that makes sense. And now we're going to be able to use this effectively. And now we've got this foundation that we can build on, and then you can grow. You can't do it until you have that foundation. So I love the way that you do that. And you said you've got some kind of a monthly program that the contractors can dial into.
Yeah. So in terms of other things that you can get help on, one thing that's been very popular, we started this thing called the crew, kind of thing like Job Nimbus's crew as our customers in some ways. And you're part of a special elite customer group. And you get to come to our corporate office. We have a great training facility here in Utah. And you can go ski the slopes or whatever. But we do a two-day, you basically come in the night before. We do a nice mixer at a cool spot. And then we have an all-day training the next day. And then we have all day the next day where you can work one-on-one with a Job Nimbus person to dial in your account, to fix things. A lot of customers, especially older customers, might say, I'm not using Job Nimbus to the fullest. I love it, but I wish they've added so many features I didn't keep up. This is a way you could go get leveled up. If you're brand new, this is a way to get going really fast. It's super popular. In fact, the next couple months are already sold out. I think we've got tickets available for June still right now. So, and it's very cheap. You just pay for your plane fare, basically. We cover the hotel and everything as part of your ticket. So
that's great. Yeah, well, I know you're committed to doing that. As I mentioned, you had a summit that I went to. It was a couple of days back in Texas, a couple of years back. It's great. And I think you're going to continue to have that. You had mentioned, not sure where that's going to be, but.
Yeah, we've got another one we'll be announcing. It'll be in December. I think it's like the second week of December. And it's going to be in a really fun, sunny place that hopefully we'll announce here in another week or two.
Well, that sounds great. Well, Ben, I really appreciate you coming on, man. I learned a ton. So our contractors that want to learn more about Job Nimbus, what should they do?
Yeah, I would say that the best thing is most people like to get a demo. You actually work with one of our Job Nimbus experts, get on the call. It usually takes about 45 minutes, and they'll ask you some things about your business, and then they'll tailor the demo to what you're looking for, what your biggest problems are. And it's free. And no obligation. And you just go to jobnimbus.com. There's a big button right at the top to schedule your demo. And then you can get on and really see if this is something that you might want to take advantage of.
I highly recommend the program. I love it. I think it's great. And it is really going to help you get your business together and prepared for growth. So, Ben, thanks so much for coming on. And look forward to speaking to you next time. Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. If you could help me out and leave me a review on iTunes, I make it real easy for you. You can go down in the show notes, click the big button. It will take you to iTunes. Just take you a few minutes, or you can go to my website. There's a button there. It really helps get the show out. And I've got about 125 star reviews so far, and like our contractors, we've got to keep getting those reviews. And the only way we're going to get them is if we ask for them. So I really appreciate it. And we will see you next week on The River Show.